Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Okay, so finally we have got side with
Yes.
us.
Hello. Hello. How are you?
Good.
Good. Really nice to be on the podcast
Okay. So today the matches were RCB Punjab Kings, which you'll probably be a specialist at, because you support RCB. And RHKK. So let's start with RCB Punjab Kings.
Okay. Buying spotlight straight away. I think first of all, I think it's very important that RCB have now found their mojo again. I think that's a really good sign. Especially for Mr. Nags, because then he gets to actually interview people about happy things. But I think it's really good. I think we found a good sort of I think sort of good sort of tempo. Most of the lads are back in form. We got some really good depth in our team, and I think it's looking really positive again.
I think that's RCB qualified now, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, I think so. That's pretty nice. It's not going to be a last game drama. But I think we've got a couple of lads back in form. I think Padikkal, he's not getting the 50s, but he's still getting some really good contributions. I think that's kind of what Jameson was doing in that Indian sector, where he was getting those short bursts of runs, which are really, really crucial. Also, Glenn Maxwell's back in form, my man Maxi. Listen, I think he's really shown that he's still one of the best all-rounders in the world. I think this is really good for Australia, especially thinking T20 World Cup coming up. But I think Maxwell, I think that's 350s in a row, I think. So
Yeah, something like that. He's been in red.
that. I think we were just about finding coming into this tournament. He had had a good last tournament was Punjab Kings. I was quite doubtful about him. I think Maxwell was always going to be where does he bat? Where's he going to bat? Where's he going to score the runs? And I think we've done a good job in putting him at four. I think they've managed that very well. So fair play, Mike Hessen, because that's a very hard thing to do, especially with someone as big as a profile as Glenn Maxwell.
Okay, so Kohli's been in decent form. Then the RCB batting unit in general, it's been in some pretty decent form.
Yeah, and also the bowling unit's been very good. I think that's what the bowling unit saved us actually in two of the last three games, because actually more yeah all the last three games, because in the first game I think it was quite destined for Mumbai Indians to win. I think that middle order batting, Harshad, those sort of bowlers, they got us back into the game. I think the bowling has saved us actually, and the batting's just played along with it. I think it's really fixed itself over the past 2 years. Kohli, I think, is back in form. This is what we needed. This is what I needed as a fan. Because I've been waiting to see since 2016, which is really the year that I got into the IPL. Since that year of Virat Kohli, I haven't really seen the best of him, because and international cricket. I think Kohli he needs some runs in these last sector, because he needs to finish off well as an RCB captain. I think he deserves to finish off well. And overall, I think the batting unit, Shikinder Bharat has been a very good addition. Who else? Maxi, obviously, in form, talked about that. I think also Deva Padikkal. I know he got a few games under his belt in Sri Lanka, but I think if there's room for a change, I'm not saying it will happen. I think he could be in that India squad. A very good player of spin, and also I think a very good player of pace. So I think overall it's very good signs going into the
Playing well in these last two matches, last match, I think, So,
it's last three, actually, to be fair.
Oh, last three.
Yeah, last three and not so much the first two.
There'll be a lot of confidence going into the T20 World Cup if you find some.
Definitely, Kohli. I think he needs this. I think Kohli needs this benefit. He needs that way to be happy and like fiery again in that global formats. I haven't seen, he's not had that flair for the last 2 years, so I think he's going to get it back. Maybe that might just inspire some sort of big twist. But I'm not gonna say it's a conspiracy. The way if RCB win, then that'll help India win the T20 World Cup. I'm not gonna say that. That would have been the plan all along. But let's see. That might just inspire something in Kohli. Let's see.
And the main difference for RCB between now and 2-3 years ago is really the like main bowling unit with Siraj, newfound diamond in Harshal, Chahal, who's been bowling really well in the middle overs. So yeah,
I think there's something that's changed over the last 3 years is consistency. I think that has been a magnificent change in the side. It's whether it's been Katic or Heston this year, all the different coaches, all the different perspectives that have come into the side, and all the different changes, all the different players, all the sort of experimental things happening. I think that's made a massive difference on the team. I think obviously Indian caps have helped, experience has been gained, and I think that consistency is only going to go up, and also the bowling unit, like you said.
Yeah. So, Punjab. Let's move on to Punjab now. Any insights on, like, Punjab's weak middle order?
No right or wrong, but Kings XI from Punjab, they are a very good team. In my opinion, one of the best teams in the IPL. Consistency has been a bit hard, a bit bare at times, but they are one of the best teams in the IPL, like it or not. And we've seen that before. We haven't found the players to do it with. KL Rahul has been apparent for the last 4 years, yeah. Since he moved from RCB. Dearly miss him there. I think he actually might come back, you know. Because Kohli's going, I think Cleo might come back. Anyway, moving away from that, I think Punjab, they are 100% lacking someone who can score 20, 30 runs. Because they have like the big gun in KL, they have Mayank Agarwal, Shami, they have the bowlers, they have the unit, the fielding units are there, they have everything. They're just lacking a little bit more power in that batting. They just need someone who can score 25, 30, quick time in those last few overs. Bang, get us up to 160, 170. I think that's what they need. I think if they do get that, I think next year's playoffs and above.
And also, talking about Punjab games, they always have these amazing starts with KL and Mayank, and then suddenly they lose a couple of wickets, and then they kind of mess up the chase halfway through.
Yeah, I think that's a good point, actually. I think why that happens is that they don't have the confidence in themselves. Because I think we all know, like or not, cricket is a 90% mental game, 10% physical. I think that's a very true opinion. I think I've always stood by that. And that's what Punjab are lacking. Yes, they are lacking that man who can get 30, which they desperately need. I think Deepak Kulda has done that on occasions. I think Chris Jordan, was doing it. I don't know. Chris is sharpening up his batting after the English summer. But I think they are lacking consistency. They're lacking a middle order batsman. I think after Gale, I think I'm not a big, wait, who's after Gale? Who's after Chris? Is it Deepak?
I think like the new squad is like Gale, Mayank, Puran.
Oh yeah, they moved Puran up, haven't they? I think they should move Puran back down. I think Pouranes, that guy can back get 20-30, knock it off quickly. I think Chris Gayle was that number three they needed. Once he's gone, they don't have much else to look at, do they? I think Puran is the... He's not been in great form in this year, but I think he definitely is the man in that bit of the... In that middle order when in those last five overs, you can just smack them around, get them up to 160. I think that's what they need.
Yeah. This match, RCB won by 6 runs.
Yes, I do know that. I do know that. That's also very worrying for me. So thanks for reminding me. But I know it is worrying, but a win is a win. If we get into the playoffs, it's all about the points, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's only, like, net run rate's only vital when it's, like, big, big tight. That's only when you have to worry about winning games by a lot.
Yeah,
but it's definitely not the best sign that we're winning games by 6 runs, because if that was an extra ball, believe it or not, if we'd got a wide off that last ball, it would have been, boom, 6, super over, let's do it. That sort of thing. And that's... No, that's not going to lie. That's actually pretty worrying that we could have lost to a 6 off if there was a wide. So that it's worrying, but we've got the job done. So I think that's really what matters.
Okay. Nice analysis of the game. So now we're going to move on to SRH KKR.
Oh, yes. J-Roy, my boy. I don't know. How much did J-Roy get?
Jason Roy.
Yeah, I forgot. I didn't actually watch the game.
He got a total of 10 runs.
Oh, wow. Jason Roy, what's happened to him? He's just changed. When he was in the 100, he was like, boom, boom, boom. I'll smack that ball for 4. I'll take that ball for 6. What's happened to him? Jason, get a touchback. We have a T20 World Cup coming up. Please don't let me down.
Okay, so SRH are fighting for the crowd. KKR are fighting for like that crowded 4th spot.
Yes.
And Jason Roy, 10 of 13. Ridwan Saha, who doesn't really look to be a batsman, he's just a keeper.
Saha needs to go, man. Like, this guy... He's in the Indian squad for... I don't know why he was in the Indian squad for the first test. This guy needs to go. I don't think he's good enough, Saha. Like, I know, yeah, I know you can get the knock here and there, but I don't think he's good enough. He's like Alex Albon. I know you won't really get this because you're not the biggest follower of Formula 1, but it's like Alex Albon. Like, they just give him a chance and, like, he gets a couple knocks and then... They give him another chance, and he's not doing well. So what's the point? What's the point? I don't know why Saha... I don't know why Saha is in that team. I think Williamson should probably be at the top of the order for me.
Yeah. Moving on to Williamson, he looked really good.
Yeah. I think Kane has finally found something in him to play IPL cricket. I think he's in a good run of form. I think with Kane, sometimes you'd say Quinton de Kock, for example, he played very... He didn't play great under the captaincy sort of pressure. But I think after he was released of that captaincy, Dinelga came in, and then obviously Temba Bavuma as well in that white ball format. I think that relieved the pressure off him and he got more runs. Kane's the exact opposite. When he isn't on that captaincy, he's playing for the team. He's playing very well.
Yeah. I agree fully. Kane is like the guy who, when you give him the captaincy, he's Mr. Consistent. He probably won't.
Yeah, very, very, very much. Could not agree more. What about Jason Holder? I want to get your opinion on this. Jason Holder, probably the best test all-rounder since 2020, started to confirm into a white ball bowler. He's done very well for SIH. Josh Hazlewood's done the same too for CSK. What do you think about Jason Holder? Do you still think that he's part of that West Indies setup? Do you think he's one of those guys that's going to be there at the T20 World Cup?
Yeah, he's very important to the West Indies as a general. They have many big hitters, but like Jason Holder, he'll provide you with those wickets. He'll hit those amazing knocks. Yeah, he's vital for it.
Yeah. So, keep talking about SRH. I think it was. I forgot. Wait, who won this game? I forgot, actually.
It's KKR.
Oh, KKR won. Okay, I'll try and make it a bit more KKR then. SRH. I would assume they would have been the worst team. Because I didn't really watch the game that much. But I would assume they were the better team. I think KKR would have been a bit more dominant.
It went down to the last over.
Okay. I'm excited. So I did miss a good game. Okay. What was that like? I think, did Venkatesh Iyer do well?
Venkatesh Iyer got... No, this was actually the first match he didn't get into, like...
So
he got 8 out of
14. Okay, so he didn't do the best, but I still think that's fine because Venkatesh Iyer, he's had a very good tournament so far. The three measly games he's played, like 250s, he's pretty good. I think he's a pretty good talent, you know.
Yeah.
Please, and also I really want to ask this question. Please tell me Morgan got more than 10.
Morgan got 2 off 2.
Not out. That's a bit better. That's a bit better then. So I assume that KKR batted quite well.
119 for 4 in 19. So I'll tell you actually, Sunrise's score. They got 115 for 8.
Okay, I like that. That's under one run a ball. So, I would assume Kane would have got about 100 strike rate, I assume?
Kane got 26 of 21.
Oh, let's go! That's good. That's really good. I got one right.
And then yes. Abdul Samad got 25 of
18. Someone who scored like more than 40 or something? So
some single-digit contributions from everyone. And a couple of 20.
Okay, so I think what I can infer from that innings is that it didn't get going. It does happen in T20 cricket. It's not the end of the world. Tough, slow, not really flat, but maybe actually sometimes flat pitches if you're England, but like tough, like slow into the pitch, hard, like slow pitches, let's say, probably the best word, slow pitches. It's very hard to get an innings going. It's very hard to get set. It's not going to be a 160, 170 place to score. I think 150 would be power. We saw that. That's what mostly happened in Chennai, where you lose wickets towards the end of an innings. It's very hard to get into. Maxwell obviously did it, but not going to brag about that. But I think it's not... I think it's very hard to get into slow pitches, but I didn't think Dubai would be a very slow pitch. I thought that would be something like a Sharjah of 20 games. Sharjah was like 220. That was a par score in Dubai PL 2020. So that it's very surprising how these games have turned out.
Yeah, the only high scoring game I can remember off the top of my head is CSKRR, which is 118.
Yeah, like 181. Yeah, that's probably the highest score. And that's Shig Zayed. Like, I mean, it's not much of a surprise because Shig Zayed, it was kind of known for RCB19 all out. I'm not going to dwell on that because it was a very unpleasant experience. But I think Shake's iron is a quicker pitch. It's not one of those slower pitches. So I think I wasn't surprised that they were getting 190 on that. But I mean, it's not really what we wanted to get 190 on every pitch, but the drama's been incredible, I think, so far.
So, SRH, 115.8. Now, KKR. Gale, got an innings going here, 57 or 51. He's been that kind of player that is pretty inconsistent, but when he scores runs, he scores them well.
Yeah, I think that's quite the truth. I don't know, yeah.
Yeah, and then Venky, who is now an all-rounder. Right, fast. 14, it's fine. He's had a good IPL, just tried score.
Did Drummond Gill get a score?
Yeah, 57, 51.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Drummond, yeah, I thought I was waiting for that, actually. I was waiting for Drummond to get a score. I've been waiting for this Shubman Gill score. I think it's been coming for so long, we just hasn't had it. And now it's come, I think he can be a bit more confident. I think we'll get to see the better out of him.
Yeah.
Actually, I was watching this TikTok the other day. And it was KKRV Mumbai inspired. And it was like KKR coach, respect the bowler in the first few deliveries because it's Trent Bolt. Shubman Gill, I do not care. And he's like super six of like the second ball. Absolute maniac.
Nitish Rana, who looked in good form earlier this year, 25.
Oh, that man's back. Okay, Nitish is back, finally. I think Nitish Rana's been quite quiet for a bit. Like, for the first few games, he was doing very, very well.
Yeah.
It's like an anchor for KKR. It was, like, their best batsman. And then did he get a call-up for India?
Yeah, Sri Lanka.
Yeah, India v Sri Lanka. Yeah, he did. But yeah, I think he's starting to get some, he's got some runs now, which is good.
And captain and former captain of Kolkata Knight Riders,
Karthik, yes!
He played a really, really good innings to get KKR over the line with just two balls left, 18 off 12.
Dinesh Karthik, what a lad, man. Like, but like 1 month ago, he was sitting in the green room, Sky Sports commentator with Michael Holding. And now he's smacking out the park for KKR. Like, what a legend. Magnificent. What a legend. Yeah.
It kind of, that innings reminded me of, you know, the Nidas Trophy.
Yeah, yeah, me too. That was a great, yeah. That was a great comparison. I think that the Nidas Trophy was obviously more crucial because it was a final. Yeah. And it was also fast-paced, but you want to be that guy getting it over the line. I think that's what Dinesh Karthik does very well.
Yeah. Yeah, that was the match. KKR won by 6 wickets with just 2 left. And now let's do a bit of like an overview of the table and who do you think will qualify.
Yeah, sure. Let's do it.
So, first, I'll read you out the table right now. CSK, DC, RCB, KKR, Punjab, RR, MI, and SRH.
Yes.
Right off the bat, my prediction for the top four. CSK, DC, RCB, I think Rajasthan are going to do something special.
Oh, we're doing predictions now. Okay. We're doing predictions. It's a bit early for that, but let's... Okay. I think I'm going RCB. I don't want RCB the eliminator. I think the top two teams will be winning the trophy. One of them two. Because the workload for most of these players are high. I think
it might take an effect on the players who are going to the T20 World Cup and also the England Ashes players. So I think it'll be CSK, RCB in that qualifier one. I don't want a repeat of last time because I know Harshal is better than that. But I think it will be CSK, RCB for, in top two. Now, DC, I think, will get third. I think that's a little bit controversial. They haven't been, like, the big electric team yet. I don't think they've found half of their mojo. But I still think they'll get third. And fourth position is a tough one. But if I had to look at all the teams, if I separate them into different sort of meat, not really meal, but like meal, like different sort of characters, let's say, and look at their like qualities, look at their powers, look at their strengths, and look at their weaknesses, I think the strongest out of those would be probably the same as you, Rajasthan Royals. I'd probably agree with you on that. Because if you have a look at all of their players, take them one by one, step by step, they've got a good bowler, death bowler in Tiagi, who's come in and done that job instead of Jofra Archer.
Yeah.
Stokes, which I know that it might be a bit controversial, but I know what he can do in a big occasion in the IPL. I know what he can do then. They're missing Butler. They've got Livingston now, who's in the form of his life.
Yeah.
And Sanju Samson, Shivan Dubé is doing a very good job. Evan Lewis is in very good form. And also Jayaswal is in very good form. So I think they will get, it will be tight between them and KKR, but I think Rajasthan will actually.
Yeah. Just what's innings, let's just quickly talk about that. It's a bit off topic from this podcast, but just Jaiswal's innings against CSK. Wow.
Yeah. Wow. My God. That was quite innings. I told you the story. I was at a restaurant. I was with family. I was enjoying my time. And then I'm watching the game as well. Me and my brother are watching the game. And we're like, who is this guy? I didn't know who Jaiswal was coming into the game. I mean, my cousin's a very big CSK fan. And when I can't go a century, obviously, she was very nice. She was very happy. And she was very happy about that. And then when she saw Jaiswal, she was like, who is that? He looks like Shah Rukh Khan. And I was like, okay. And I was assuming this guy's pretty young. He's not very good. And then he goes and smacks it out of the park and plays a magnificent innings. And we're all like, what? What has this guy just done? Like, it was like prime KP all over again. And I think that's not just like an out of four comparison. That's actually what I thought of him one day. He was absolutely magnificent. And that's not disregarding what Shivan Dubé did.
Oh, yeah. He just stood still and smashed everything.
Yeah. Just shows what hard work can get you in life.
Yeah. Good life message.
Yeah, good life.
So, yeah, that's this podcast wrapped up. And who's your player of the pod? This is the thing I've been doing.
Yeah, okay.
Podcast. Who's your player of the pod?
Player of the pod. Again, Maxwell. I'm not trying to be biased, but I think the man's a freak, I think, right now. He's absolutely brilliant. Not as a character, not as a personal cricketer. His personality is amazing. He's a great motivator for the team, the young lads. And what he's doing for RCB and the redemption he's giving, and I think then the bit the sourness now, I think, from Punjab Kings is becoming even bigger, especially after Glenn Maxwell's just hit a half century against them. I think the main factor I learned, the great biggest factor I learned today was that Glenn Maxwell scored 58 runs in 7 matches for Punjab Kings, and he didn't even hit a single six. He scored more runs in one innings against KKR than he did in the whole season against Punjab Kings, and then adding on 350s. He's incredibly good, and I think he's only going to get better, so my player of the pod is Glenn Maxwell.
Yeah, to be fair, that shows what a good team manager can do. Like, you know, Monali, he's not been that good for England for like a bit now.
I think, yeah, that's true. It's true.
And then, even after he beat like last season, he wasn't that good. He was pretty good.
Yeah, he wasn't season. Good. Yeah, Monali was terrible last year. I think. Yeah. He's found his mojo again, though. He's found his happiness. Obviously, I'm really sad for Mo because he's retiring from Test cricket. Yeah. I'm very sad about that. But the memories that he gave, how good he was as a spinner. Nowadays, new kids, new people coming into sport, will just order Mo in as who's this guy? It's absolutely terrible. Hope he goes away and then we can get some new guys and then, like, maybe some 100 boys. But Moeen Ali was the, like, Jos Buttler, Ben Stokes, Joe Root, and, like, Graham Swannell, Jack Leach in one back in. When he was in his prime, he was absolutely brilliant. I think he was one of the best off spinners, one of the best spinners England ever had.
Yeah. Okay, so that's it for this podcast. Check out Round the Outside. He'll probably be in the description below. I hope to join you for more podcasts.
I'll definitely invite you, but thanks for inviting me on the podcast. I have a new episode coming out hopefully on this week. I've been taking a break for a little bit just to get our ideas for the next one. But I'm doing a football podcast tomorrow, and then I've got another cricket one, and then another Formula One.
Nice. So, yeah. You heard him, and goodbye for now. Bye.
Bye-bye.